Again to American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 27th of October, the waning hours of that date, the 27th of October. Oh, as the dates progress and the days go on, keep in mind every minute that passes never comes back. Every minute that passes never returns. So you have to make your time as valuable as possible. That's the vital part of the time that you have on this earth, is to make it as valuable as possible. Boy. I see here in Saturday's edition of the Oklahoman that quake survivors are fighting for food. UN officials urge assistance. Here we see tremor shakes region in Turkey. This is Saturday's edition of the paper. The publicity about environmental modification is very obvious to me. An earthquake sent terrified people running for the streets in Turkey's third largest city Friday, the latest in a series of tremors in the Aegean Sea that experts warned it could continue for months. Now, when you understand what's going on here, when you do your research into the global, our global neighborhood and the global straitjacket, one from the UN, one from a private person, Joan Vion. When you understand that we have these island communities that have to be developed by 2025, how else are we going to get people to move if you don't create problems to make them move? This is why the Global Fire Monitoring Center is so vital and important today, to understand that it exists. So here we have a portion in the Middle East that is being augmented by environmental modification. You can't help but think this when you get this kind of information. A 68-year-old man died of a heart attack as he attempted to escape his apartment during the 5.9 magnitude earthquake in the western part or port city of Izmir. The state-run Anatolia news agency reported the 78-year-old woman also died of a heart attack. Well, they're making a story out of a couple of people. 39 others were hospitalized after suffering panic or heart attacks, or injuring themselves while jumping from windows or balconies. Anatolia said, at least three houses particularly collapsed. I'm sorry, partially collapsed. And other buildings were damaged, authorities said. I'm a little sidetracked. The dogs are having a problem in the other room and didn't take care of that situation. So you're going to hear one of them howling through the broadcast in the background. We'll handle that. You dogs. I'll tell you. The tremor came 4 days after three earthquakes shook Izmir with magnitudes of 5.9, 5.7, and 5.6. Seismologists warn the city could expect more earthquakes and warn people not to enter damaged homes. Okay, so here we have a series of earthquakes going off in the region of Turkey, and Pakistan just received an earthquake. And yet Secretary of Defense Cohen said earthquakes exist. So there you have it. We have these situations right now that need to be exposed. The fact that the technology to cause earthquakes exists. This needs to be exposed. This is your job. This is your responsibility to stop this hideous sustainable direction to put us in island communities throughout the world. The tsunami region is going to be rebuilt that way. New Orleans, Louisiana, Mississippi. You know, they're all going to be hit by rebuilding projects that are going to be directed towards sustainable living patterns. Now, all this isn't that bad in many respects, but the totalitarianism of it, telling us where we can and can't live, to rewild and to bring back 50% of each country back to wilderness is absolutely insidious. Totally insidious to have this going on. So we have these wars, a Middle East mess going on now, which is probably the beginning of World War III in some manner or another, the beginning of the real World War III, in other words, the public World War III declared in the papers. We've been in World War III since 1954, in my opinion, and before that as well. But the people have been attacked because of silent weapons for quiet wars that was found in an IBM computer, I believe in 1979, at a sale. So this is all very, very upsetting to me that so many people are in the dark about what's going on. Here we see, this is all dated October 22nd. I just covered tremor shakes region in Turkey. And then we go to Jankul, Pakistan, about 200 desperate people pushed and fought each other for milk, bread, and other food brought in Friday by mule train, the first aid to reach their remote mountain village since Pakistan's earthquake left them homeless 2 weeks ago. Now, we have the same thing going on in Florida right now. People are fighting over supplies and gasoline. People are desperate in Florida. So a lot of things are being accomplished as a result of these quote-unquote natural occurrences. You're seeing the need to maybe be less dependent on an automobile for traffic and traveling. And you're also seeing the fact that people are desperate in desperate situations. They can become desperate. And as a result of these weather anomalies, a lot has been accomplished. And then the bankruptcy and the loss of jobs. Oh, gee, I think it was about 800 and some thousand jobs lost as a result of Hurricane Rita and Katrina. And I'm just trying to remember back on the website, as my computer's gone now. It's being redone. Hopefully it'll be redone properly, and then we'll have another one, a backup computer made as well, so we don't have this problem again. A helicopter carrying more supplies turned back after seeing the chaos below in the settlement of Ghanul in Pakistan's northwest frontier province. In other mountain villages, survivors were still crying out for shelter from the frigid weather. The October 8th earthquake left some 3.3 million people homeless and killed nearly 80,000. Could be more than that. According to Anna Matinen, an aid worker with the group Action Against Hunger in the village of Paras, which needed 1,000 tents, but only had 150 tents. And this individual said, it's horrible. Men were forced to sleep outside while women and children shared the tents. Quote, the needs are just indescribable, end quote, Matinton said. In Kashmir, snow has begun to fall in high mountains and temperatures are dipping below freezing in some villages at night. Now, wouldn't this be a perfect opportunity to create problems, to create chaos, to create more death as the population of the world has to be reduced? And the figures vary by who you talk to. I suppose the Georgia Guidestones would be a good indicator of how many have to be eliminated. Understanding this is paramount and critical. Paramount and critical. If you have any thoughts, you can call in. I believe we have our board operator tonight, 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. However, he's busy, and he may not be there. Aid workers fear casualties will rise because communities are without adequate food, shelter, or health care. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan offered $150 million in cash and aid after he surveyed the devastation Friday by helicopter with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz. Quote, we do whatever is possible to assist you in this crisis, end quote, Erdogan said in Muzaffarabad, the capital of Pakistani-controlled Kashmir. The pledge made Turkey the biggest single donor nation as far as in faltering relief effort. The United Nations Relief Coordinator, Jan Egeland, says the UN has received only 27% of its appeal for $312 million in quake relief, compared with 80% pledged within 10 days of a similar appeal in to international donors after the South Asian tsunami. Egeland called on NATO countries to launch, quote, a second Berlin airlift, end quote, referring to the nonstop flights by Western pilots into West Berlin in the late 1940s when Soviet forces sealed off the city. There's another setup way back then. East and West Berlin. You see how things transpire over a period of years and the directions change and get similar. Now we deal with weather anomalies of monumental proportions where wars have been wrung out. And we had many wars in South America in the 70s. Daniel Ortega, you remember him, and the Sandinistas. We have situations in Cuba. We have Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, too. That's kind of ironic in itself. Understanding all of this is complex to those that don't pay attention to the real news, the real information, and the real documentation. However, it's becoming more and more easier to get this information, progressively so, and that's why it's very apparent that environmental modification, ecoterrorism, has to be exposed at all levels of our system today. All levels. It's a one-chance opportunity to expose the deception that we're living today. Major earthquakes that are causing damage, uncontrollable damage, and the loss of life, and the shortage of supplies, and the cold weather, And just think what's happening over there. That's a sad commentary. Regarding this earthquake, some more. He said the logistics of aid in the freezing mountainous and remote Himalayan region were more complicated than the efforts following the December 26th earthquake and tsunami, which killed more than 176,000 people. And once again, Joan Vian just described a tsunami bomb and tsunami bombers from the 1970s. She just described that recently. NATO was debating a plan Friday to send up to 1,000 soldiers, including engineers, to the quake area, as well as medical units, to set up a field hospital. The alliance was also looking at providing more helicopters for the relief effort, though NATO officials said the number of extra aircraft was unlikely to exceed 5. It also said it would expand its airlift to Pakistan with 12 flights by giant C-17 cargo planes provided by Britain and the United States. The United States, Germany, Japan, and Afghanistan have already sent helicopters to aid relief efforts. The Pakistani government's official toll is more than 51,300 dead and more than 74,000 injured, but central figures have lagged behind regional numbers. Oh, it's a sick laugh that I give tonight. The regional figures from officials in Pakistan's northwest frontier province and the Pakistani-controlled portion of Kashmir add up to about 78,000. India reported 1,360 deaths in its part of Kashmir. So, once again, vital to expose eco-terrorism. Another article from Muzaffarabad, Pakistan, the ruined capital of Pakistan's part of Kashmir, has become a city of migrants. People from stricken mountain villages have flooded into the city, often on foot. They stay in tent camps set up just about anywhere there's a flat patch of ground. Can you imagine what a mess that can be, listeners? At the same time, weary families in trucks loaded with broken furniture and refrigerators trundle out of Muzaffarabad each day, joining the tens of thousands who have evacuated to seek shelter with relatives elsewhere in Pakistan. In the chaotic aftermath of South Asia's killer earthquake, nobody's sure how many people have evacuated or arrived. An estimated 3.3 million people were displaced by the disaster across a swath of northern Pakistan and Indian-held Kashmir. So as a result of this destruction, the rebuilding process will begin, aided by the United Nations system. And there's the crux of the situation. Anur Shah, the owner of a destroyed pharmacy in Muzaffarabad, was leaving Friday with his wife and two sons, with an air conditioner, mattresses, and a damaged table and chairs packed into a truck. He was bitter that thieves had stolen a safe from his shop within 3 hours of the October 8th quake and complained of a lack of government help. His family was going to live with his wife's sister in the northern city of Abbottabad. That's Abbottabad. Quote, I've become a refugee in my own home city. I received no help from the army. I received no help from the Kashmir government. Politicians are big thieves. They make speeches and do nothing, end quote, Shah said. How remarkable is that, people? All over the world this is going on. Weather anomalies, eco-terrorism being put in place to manipulate populations, to move populations, to control populations, and to reduce populations. The exodus from Muzaffarabad began within hours of the earthquake. Once a scenic city of 600,000 people, that's right, once a scenic city of 600,000 people. It suffered bouts of looting before police were deployed to restore order. Yet even now, shots ring out occasionally during the night, apparently fired by homeowners to ward off thieves. And it says there are signs of normality returning, shops are reopening, and auto rickshaws fly the streets. Yet the stench of death seeps from the ruins in some quarters, and the task of clearing rubble has only just begun. So Saturday's edition of the Oklahoman devoted quite a lot to the earthquakes in that region of the world, that regionalized portion of the world. Oh, people, where do we go from here? Russia refuses to release bodies. Authorities Friday refused to release the bodies of men suspected of being involved in last week's deadly assault on law enforcement offices, angering their families, who said even accused terrorists deserve a proper burial. At least 139 people died in the brazen daytime assault October 13th on law enforcement offices in Kabardino, Bulgaria, Russia, the big player in the game that never gets much publicity. That I will never dislodge from my mind. That is a fact, and that is the way it is. Okay, so we're done with Saturday's paper. And we move on. Here we see dated October 18th. AIDS treatment maker agrees to pay $704 million. The Swiss manufacturer of the AIDS treatment drug, Serostim, agreed Monday to pay $704 million and plead guilty to scheming to boost sagging sales by, among other things, ordering kickbacks to doctors to write prescriptions. As part of the plea, Serono Laboratories will be barred from participating in federal health programs for 5 years and will pay a criminal fine of $136.9 million and civil penalties of $567 million. The amount is the third largest payment for health care fraud. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said in announcing the plea agreement, quote, Serono put its desire to sell more Serostim above the interest of patients and the public, end quote, Gonzalez said in a news conference at the Justice Department. And keep in mind, Alberto Gonzalez is a member, apparently, of La Raza, who wants to reconquest the southwest of this country. La Raza. How coincidental. Sometimes the twins pick on Tammy, and the twins are picking on Tammy right now. And I can see they're blocking her exit from somewhere, and they're just laying there. It's funny to watch those guys. Very funny to watch them. In another region of the world, listeners, out of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Brazil's government has pledged $14 million for relief efforts in the Amazon River Basin, an area ravaged by the worst drought in decades. $14 million pledged by Brazil for the Amazon drought. So what's happening there? Drought inducement, listeners? All to be blamed on global warming? You see, everything can be blamed on global warming now. A decline in rainfall since January has lowered the main trunk of the Amazon by about 6 feet from its average water depth of 55 feet. Many tributaries have dried out almost entirely in a region where waterways often provide the only means of transport. Riverbeds are filled with dead fish and rotting river grass, making the water undrinkable once waters begin to rise, said Hail Levy, a spokesman for the Amazonas state government. Quote, the most worrisome thing at this moment is the potential for drinking water to be contaminated when the rivers rise, end quote, National Integration Minister Ciro Gomes said Tuesday in Brasilia, the nation's capital, announcing the government allocation. Quote, this is the worst drought in over 50 years, end quote, he says. Drought inducement listeners? Ecoterrorism listeners? Can it be? You cannot dislodge that thought pattern from your mind once you do your research. And there's the problem. Gomez did not specify how the money would be spent. Brazil's government was sending 18 tons of water purification tablets and 100,000 basic food baskets, so sidetracked here, 100,000 basic food baskets to help the 167,000 people affected by the drought. So you're seeing thousands of people all over the globe being affected by something or another in many countries, including this country in America today. Is this eco-terrorism, listeners, I ask? As our sons and daughters, fathers and mothers and boyfriends and girlfriends are off to the Middle East mess to die for the UN system, the coalition, you see how it goes? You see how it moves itself? And every bit of this could be a total scenario. Every bit of that is going on can be totally scenarioed out into specific patterns of totalitarian control being engineered from the Security Council of the UN system. Military transport planes and helicopters have been busy distributing food and medical supplies to 28 of the state's 61 municipalities since Saturday when Amazonas Governor Eduardo Braga declared a state of emergency across the Alaska-sized state. Levy said the rain in some areas is helping raise the levels of some tributaries, but the situation is not expected to improve for at least 40 days. Carlos Rito, coordinator of Greenpeace's campaign on climate change, said that regardless of the rains, the rivers traditionally only reach their lowest levels at the end of October. Carlos Rito, the coordinator of Greenpeace's campaign on climate change. I see. Greenpeace. Both the locals depend on the river for their drinking water. And as the rivers dry out, they won't only have to walk further and further for their water. The water they'll find will be dirtier, end quote, Rachel said by telephone from Mananas, the capital of Amazonas state. Well, I've got a simple solution to their problem. How about water filters, listeners? How about multiple water filters, big Berkey's water filters, Come on, what's going on here? How come nobody from Greenpeace wants to give those people water filter devices?
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
FirstAmendmentRadio.com has made available a very low-cost satellite system special just for First Amendment Radio listeners. In conjunction with Rick Satellite, you can now receive a complete system, including receiver, LNB, and small satellite dish, all for only $169 delivered to your door. Go to the FirstAmendmentRadio.com homepage and click on the satellite system link to order the First Amendment Radio Satellite System from Rick Satellite. Or, if you don't do internet, call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801 and tell them you need the First Amendment Radio Satellite System. Go to our homepage to order or call Rick Satellite at 816-228-1801. First Amendment Radio receives no compensation for this service.
Broadcast. We've sort of covered a lot about this eco-terrorism that I think is going on, and it's in your papers. If you check that out, you're welcome to do so by purchasing the paper wherever you live and check these out for yourself. Vital. Vital information. I think I'm going to bypass some of these articles and get back into something that is very important, in my opinion anyway, and should be in yours as well, because we lost 58,000 in Vietnam. And I saved this front page section of the Oklahoman since August 7th, dealing with Vietnam trip angers some. I covered some of this article before, but not very much of it. And according to Vin Nguyen, chairman of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma City, quote, "We are helping the state of Oklahoma's economy, but they, the Commerce Department, don't please us. They please the communists of Vietnam," is what he says at the top of this article. And it's vital that we hear all this because it's happening in a city near you as well, in one circumstance or another. Top state officials recently spent about $44,000 on a Southeast Asia trip where they entertained Vietnamese executives and Communist Party leaders with meals and wine. The June 11th through the 23rd trip, which included recruiting Vietnamese students to Oklahoma universities, was for economic development, State Commerce Department Secretary Kathy Taylor said. Economic development, I see. Vietnam gets a war. The purges of the population happen. Many thousands upon thousands of people are murdered and exterminated as a result of Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos. As I said before, the Hmong people who've been fighting against the communists. just surrendered this year. And what happened to them? Are they under re-education camps right now? The entire Vietnamese population were re-educated. The entire Chinese population in 1949 were re-educated. Those that weren't deemed re-educatable were eliminated, were executed, or left to starve in the country. Oklahoma opened its trade office in Vietnam 9 years ago under then Governor Frank Keating. Who's Frank Keating? He's reported to be a Knight of Malta. He was the governor when the Oklahoma City Murrah building went down. It is not the only state to have an office there, Taylor said. The state has other trade offices in China, Israel, and Mexico. Interesting. Yes. Uh-huh. The state of Oklahoma has other trade offices in China, Israel, and Mexico, and there's the integration process going on, the implementation of human rights treaties going on, the trade of labor happening. The trip started with a stop in Taiwan, but it's the time spent in Vietnam that angers some local Vietnamese and veterans. Top state officials typically take an annual trip to a foreign country to develop relationships and open markets to Oklahoma goods, said Barry Clark, Global Business Services Director for the State Commerce Department. I see. Commerce Department, Chamber of Commerce, all were very happy to have a United Nations system in 1945 officially show itself, and they continue to this day. I lost my place. Bear with me. Okay. Once again, past trips included visits to China, Israel, Azerbaijan, Mexico, Japan, and South Korea. Taylor sees Vietnam as an emerging economic power, ready to buy Oklahoma goods, pay tuition at state universities, and make this state home to North American business operations. Commerce officials say Southeast Asia is among the top markets for Oklahoma. But members of the Oklahoma City Vietnamese community are offended by the trip the 17-member state delegation took. They say they already were slighted earlier this year when the State Commerce Department opposed legislation to give the former South Vietnamese flag official state recognition. They would not give the former Vietnamese flag official state recognition. Isn't that very UN-ish of them? The Commerce Department, isn't that very UN-ish of them to recognize the communist flag of Vietnam and not the former free flag of Vietnam? Isn't that very UN-ish of them? Ah, come on, people. The sickness of this is so... it just goes on and on and on in many parts of the world. The death and devastation that came out of the Vietnam War is to be forgotten by us. They want us to forget the Vietnam War. They, meaning those in charge. Who are they in charge? Listeners, whoever they are untouchable. Unless sheer numbers wake up, and unless people on the inside wake up and understand what they're a part of. That's the way I see it. Quote, we are here. We have businesses here, end quote, said Vinh Nguyen, chairman of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma City. Quote, we have students here. We've been doing good, and we are helping the state of Oklahoma's economy. But they, the Commerce Department, don't please us. They please the communists of Vietnam, end quote. In the Vietnam War, at least 56,000 U.S. troops and 254,000 South Vietnamese troops died. 254,000 South Vietnamese troops, listeners. Former South Vietnamese Army General Thu Van Bi said state government efforts to increase business opportunities in his former home are an insult. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all. Here we go. When communism is alive and well in communist Cuba, we go over to Southeast Asia to save Southeast Asia from communism. That was the reason for loading the troops on the boats and the planes to go to Vietnam. It was a waiting war. It was a war out of Washington and New York City, being directed and manipulated. Rules of engagement were very apparent. The generals could not do what they wanted to do. They had to call Washington to get permission. That's why Bobby Garwood was actually taken as prisoner, because they thought Bobby Garwood was a very high-ranking military person because of the technical jeep with all the communications technology to go right to Washington, D.C., because he was the driver for General Walt of the Marine Corps. Bobby Garwood was. He was 10 days away from being furloughed back to America to be married. Little did he know that he went to pick up a certain lieutenant at a place called China Beach to go to an air flight. This man jumped on board another direction to take his flight. He was not there. Bobby Garwood waited for him, and he was greeted by Viet Cong over a period of time of waiting. Henceforth, the beginning of the nightmare for Bobby Garwood started in 1965. 14 years in captivity. 14 years in captivity. He found a way to get out. He learned the language. Ike Eisenbrunn taught him the language, who was a prison cellmate of his for a period of time. He buried him in Vietnam, Bobby Garwood did. He learned to communicate with the Vietnamese, Bobby Garwood did. He found a way to get out. He found a way to manipulate the Viet Cong. He found a way to survive by repairing the vehicles that were left by our military in Vietnam. So he became an asset for the Vietnamese and the North Vietnamese. The Viet Cong is what they are called at one time. He became an asset for them because he knew how to fix the machinery that was left behind. And he did find a way to get out in 1979, was totally vilified 4 years later in a court-martial. Did not receive any of his benefits. And then in 1992, he went back to Vietnam with a group. And I was looking for Spite House 10, the 10th interview I did with Bobby Garwood and Colonel Tom McKinney. I could not find it tonight, but now I see it. I'll try and play that next week. Spite House 10 needs to be heard again. I need to re-interview them if I can get Bobby Garwood to do so. I don't know why he would. He's pretty fed up, as I can understand why. So we have this trip with these Commerce Department officials to Vietnam, communist Vietnam, aid in trade with communist countries, communist goals of 1963. Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. That is number 4 of the current communist goals of 1963. There are 45 of them. So that's what we're doing. We're fulfilling a communist goal in Oklahoma, where, according to the news, 56,000 U.S. troops and 254,000 South Vietnamese troops died. It's sick. It's regurgitatory. And it's outrageous. And, listeners, here we have Environmental Practices, Eradication of Poverty, Key to Sound Development, from VNS, Vietnam News Service. This is under the guise of Agenda 21. Land erosion, lack of water, salinization, and soil acidification are spreading throughout the country, degrading 50% of Vietnam's 33 million ha, H-A, of land. About 1 million cubic meters of untreated sewage water is released into the environment every year. Experts predict this figure to increase tenfold after the processes of industrialization and modernization pick up speed, polluting many water resources, especially rivers and lakes in urban areas. Once again, water filter systems are vital in these countries. Are they giving them water treatment abilities, water filter treatment systems? Are they giving them that? The UN system, as they benevolently give. Forests are also in serious decline. Mangrove forests have declined by about three-quarters during the last 50 years. Vietnam ranks 10th in the world for its biodiversity, but it is also seeing some of the world's most rapidly increasing pollution rates. We think that environmental protection must work with sustainable development. That is the code word for Agenda 21, listeners. Sustainable development. That is the code word for Agenda 21, sustainable development. Bottom line, sustainable this, sustainable that, whatever it may be, it is the code word for Agenda 21. And do not believe what I say. I beg you, do not believe what I say. Research it for yourself, find out for yourself, and come and call me and tell me I'm wrong. It'll never happen. We think that environmental protection must work with sustainable development. We need to get rid of the idea that we must only pay attention to economic development. The ministry will strive to maintain the strategy until 2010, as well as draw another strategy for 2020. We will try to establish and implement the various legal frameworks on land, water, and mineral resources. We are educating people about protection and conservation in order to raise their awareness of the environment. Furthermore, we plan to use modern scientific and technological techniques to better integrate with the global environmental movement and contribute to Vietnam's sustainable development. Now, the bottom line is here, listeners, look at the 20th century. Look at the setup scenarios that have happened. Everything's been planned. Everything has a big planning stage before it's implemented. It's just like the bombing of Dresden, the bombing of Germany in itself towards the end of the Second World War, early 1945, late 1944, carpet bombing. But yet the IG Farben buildings and certain other buildings were not bombed because they wanted to process the refugees and the war criminals through these buildings. And it was disclosed on the History Channel that that was the case. Quite remarkable. According to Pan Quang Trang, and once again, I'm just dealing with the fact that everything has a scenario. We bomb Vietnam. We bring in thousands upon thousands of troops in Vietnam. We are never allowed to go past a certain portion of Vietnam to fight them. We never are able to cut off the supply line from the Soviet Union and Communist China because, according to the propaganda machine, we were afraid to escalate the war into World War III. That's always the scenario in place. But when our soldiers were over there, they were playing a waiting game. They were never allowed to win. It was always the body count. The body count. Elimination of populations, people. Population reduction. Okay, now I think I've given you enough background into my feelings about all that. Phan Quang Trang, Deputy Minister of Planning and Investment, states, Vietnam's sustainable development strategy includes a legal framework based on its ministries, sectors, organizations, and individuals toward developing the country in a stable way in the 21st century. As for economic development, we should focus on five main problems. Maintaining economic growth in a rapid and stable manner, altering production and consumption toward an environmentally friendly direction, implementing clean industrialization, stable development for agriculture, and rural development and stable development in regions and localities. As for social issues, we should focus on hunger eradication, including poverty alleviation. Well, how does poverty come from? Where did poverty come from? Wars, weather wars, environmental modification. Once again, as for social issues, we should focus on hunger eradication, including poverty alleviation, boosting social progress, reducing population increases. What's that? Birth control death. Yes. Reducing population increases, creating more jobs, stable development for urban areas, arranging residents and laborers in different areas. Oh, yes? Arranging residents and laborers in different areas, improving educational quality, and developing and improving the quality of health care services. Very, very sinister directions under the guise of Vietnam's Agenda 21, just like it's happening here as a result of these hurricanes that have happened over the last couple of years. In terms of using natural resources, environmental protection, and pollution control, we need to focus on 9 issues. Controlling soil degradation and effectively using soil, protecting water resources, protecting and effectively using minerals, protecting the ocean environment, coastal areas and islands, forest protection and development, reducing air pollution in urban areas and industrial zones, managing solid waste, biodiversity preservation, and implementing measures to limit the negative effects of climate changes and preventing natural disasters. I see. Let's get back to this Vietnam article. This is from Vietnam News Service that I just covered, and it was dated December 20th of last year. This article, once again, is dated August 7th of this year. Representative Kevin Calvary, who proposed the South Vietnamese flag legislation, said he was flabbergasted and angry when the State Commerce Department officials told him they weren't pleased with it. This is regarding the former Free Vietnamese flag and wanting it to be recognized. Quote, the message was, we don't want you to run it because it might interrupt some things we have going on with the Vietnamese government, end quote, said Calvary, Republican of Del City. Quote, I got a little heated at that point and said, I'm not in the practice of disrespecting good Oklahomans because their former torturers don't like it, end quote. And there is the point, and it's well taken. Their former torturers don't like it. Today, an estimated 12,000 Vietnamese live in Oklahoma City, including thousands in the area of Northwest 23rd and Classen. Quote, I understand where he's coming from, end quote, Taylor said of Calvary. Quote, it's a big support base for him in Oklahoma City, and I understand that, end quote. In other words, it's support for votes? Not hardly. I hope you're understanding how all this interconnects, people. Vietnam, a major one. Now we have a Middle East mess, another major one, where you don't know who your enemy is. Well, we didn't know who the enemy was in Vietnam. And we created enemies in Vietnam because of the fact we didn't know who the enemy was. And we created enemies. Because when you're in that kind of circumstance, in many occasions, you shoot and ask questions later. What a mess. And the mess is only intensified today. Only it's under more control. Okay, we have the shooting war in the Middle East. We had a terrible shooting war in Vietnam. Another terrible shooting war in Korea, where 8,000 MIAs happened out of Korea. 8,000. Now we have a Middle East mess going on where we've hit just the crescendo of 2,000 dead. But it could be 20,000 dead. It could be 50,000 dead. We just don't know. The statistics could be altered. And what about the prisoners of war in the Middle East? How many are there? We never hear anything about that. And if I was in Iraq, and I'd lived in Iraq all my life, and you see American troops going door to door looking for weapons and insurgents, you're going to get awful angry at America, aren't you? And yet, it's America representing the coalition of the United Nations. There's where the problem lies. The Hegelian dialectic at its biggest and greatest. Here we see an article that's a companion article to this. And it's vital. The Commerce Department already was at odds with Oklahoma's Vietnamese community over allegations the agency stifled a state resolution this year recognizing the South Vietnamese flag. Basically, what's happened here, Vinh Nguyen, president of the Vietnamese American Association of Oklahoma, told the Oklahoman on Thursday that the State Commerce Department killed the legislation that would have given state recognition to the South Vietnamese flag. State Commerce and Tourism Secretary Kathy Taylor disagreed, saying the opposition was in a U.S. State Department letter and that her agency took no political stand. Once again, the State Department engineering the United States mission to the United Nations by the State Department. Paul Sun, spokesman for Governor Brad Henry, said Taylor's agency asked for the U.S. State Department opinion. Calvary said a State Commerce Department official asked him to pull the bill because, quote, it might interrupt some things we have going on with the Vietnamese government, end quote. Certainly it would have. Communist Vietnamese are very communist. Communism is totalitarianism. Taylor again denied her agency had opposition to the flag bill, saying she didn't know how the U.S. State Department found out about the legislation. Taylor then told of Sund and Calvary's comments, said Friday her agency sought the U.S. State Department letter at a request of legislative staffers whose names she could not remember. Very convenient. Well, we just covered a little bit of things that needed to be covered. And I don't want us to forget Vietnam. I don't want us to forget any of the past, because those that forget the past are doomed to repeat it. Doomed to repeat it. And there's the problem, listeners. We are repeating the past in the Middle East mess. And yet we have every country in the world engineering their own Agenda 21, including Communist Vietnam and Communist China, and Communitarian USA. Good night.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it, it has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen, there's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty, to ourselves and to our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit